Doug, in the Free Press, and I talked briefly with Anne Galloway too, they all say that you were completely blindsided by this.
Yes, I wouldn't call it completely blindsided, but I was surprised by it. You know, there have been issues that I've been involved with that haven't been going well. So it was possible something like this could happen, but I had not received any indication from the governor that he was dissatisfied. Felt like we were working through the problems, and he was being supportive of that.
Well, why do you think that you are the focus of the administration shuffle when obviously people have been asking the governor about Commissioner Larson and Commissioner Iacovone? Why do you think the shuffle really focused on you at this point?
Well, frankly, I don't have any good idea why they chose to do this, but you'd have to ask them why they focused on me and not the others. I do know that one of the things the governor has asked the incoming secretary, Harry Chen, to look at is the leadership of the departments in the agency. So maybe they're more heads to roll. I don't know. By the way, on Vermont Health Connect, they aren't pinning that on me because they know that Commissioner Larson reported directly to them in the governor's office. That was something because of the importance of the issue to the governor was being managed by the governor's staff. I mean, there's a perception out there that that might be one of the reasons, but I don't think it is because they never really assigned me responsibility for it or held me responsible for it.
What sorts of things do you believe were going well, and where do you think there were stumbling points?
Well, there are a lot of things that are going well. It's a big agency. We have 4,000 employees. We serve Vermonters who are struggling in their lives with various issues, some beyond their control and some self-inflicted. But given all of that, I feel like things have been running pretty smoothly. Vermonters are getting the services that they are entitled to. We've made great progress in a number of areas. In the agency, in the 3.5 years I was there, fixed a lot of problems that we inherited because of the budget cuts in the previous administration. Things like the error rate in our food stamp program, things like our number of visits with foster children required by federal law. We had problems with Adult Protective Services, the part of the agency that investigates reports of abuse of elderly and Vermonters with disabilities. That's been fixed. We've rolled out housing programs to address the needs of homeless Vermonters through more stable housing opportunities. We've been integrating services and breaking down those barriers between divisions and departments that get in the way of effective service delivery. So I think there's a lot that's gone on that's gone very, very well. But frankly, the focus in the media and the public and the political process is not always on things that are going well. It's on things that aren't going well. And of course, in the last several months, there have been issues with the Department for Children and Families and Child Protection. And there certainly have been issues around Vermont's health exchange, the Vermont Health Connect.
Well, speaking of those two departments, what sorts of things have been moving forward to try to address those problems, and what would you advise them to do to correct them?
Well, the issues around the homicides of toddlers in Vermont have been addressed, and were continuing to be addressed. Some things were done almost immediately after the death of Desiree Sheldon in Poultney, adding more staff for those sorts of investigations, different kinds of supervisory requirements, different kinds of training. And then I was charged with the governor earlier this summer with making recommendations on other changes that can be made. So we're looking at other staffing issues, looking at coordination of services for our youngest children with outside the agency, with some of our community partners, looking at other issues of communications, confidentiality. There's a list of things that when we took a good close look, we saw that we could be doing better to better protect Vermont's children. So I felt like we are moving in the right direction on that and fixing some issues that have come up.
And Doug, I do want to verify and clarify, you did not resign. And did they ask you to resign?
No, they did not ask me to resign. I did not resign. They told me that the governor was wanting to make a change and that I was out of a job, effective immediately.
I realize it's only been a day, but
yeah.
What now?
I don't know yet. This did take me by surprise, so I hadn't really been thinking about another step in my professional life. I enjoyed doing what I was doing. I felt like I was doing a good job. We have a really good staff in my office. We've got good commissioners out there with their folks, so we're trying to provide the support that the agency workers need to do their jobs well on behalf of Vermonters. I'm really proud of the work that I've led over the last several years. So I had no intention of moving on anytime soon. I was hoping to continue in this job. As for the future, I don't know. There are always opportunities. I've been through situations that are similar to this. I've run for office and I've lost. Other times I've won. But when you lose, you sort of wonder what's going to happen next. And you don't know, but opportunities do come along. And I know a lot of people out there, and I believe I've got a good reputation as being effective, and there will be opportunities for me, and I'll be ready for them.